Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Today's date is the 24th of July, yep. 2009, and the time is 3:15. If I could ask you to tell me your name, your age, and where you come from.
Certainly. I am Bradley Daly. I am 26 now, and I come from Norwich.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me when it was you first found out about the One Another project?
I was visiting London before I think the project was agreed, and there was a vote thing going on in the National Gallery at the back, and I remember reading because somebody wanted to put a burnt out car on it, somebody wanted to do something else, and then there was this one about getting people involved and having people become involved in the art and standing on the plinth, and I thought that was a marvellous idea. I actually voted for that in the gallery, and really when I found out via the news that it had been picked, etc., that's when I started to look into it a little bit more and decided to apply, and I was one of the first wave of plinthers to be chosen, which I understand is now a new word in the dictionary. I don't know if that's true or not. That's kind of how I found out about it. It's kind of captured my interest from the beginning, I think.
And how did you feel when it was announced to you that you'd been allocated a place on the plinth?
It felt good. It was nice to be selected for something, to be honest. It's like a lottery. It was pretty good, and I told everyone about it at work, and a couple of people have applied, and my colleague that I work with has been chosen to go up in August as well, so there's a whole big work thing going on about OGC at the plinth, which is the organisation I work for, felt really good and quite surprised, and kind of privileged, to be honest.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
Well, I came up with so many ideas when I first got chosen, and then slowly over time other things got in the way. I wasn't able to prepare anything, so I'm not too sure. I left my camera at home this morning, so I can't take my pictures as I wanted to. So I'll probably just, if the weather holds out, it's been chucking it down all day, on and off. If it holds out, I may do some work. I've got the work laptop with me. If not, I may just chat to people in the square and, generally just kick back and relax and enjoy it. It's for there for me to enjoy and I make, I suppose, the most of my time, so.
And you mentioned that there's a sweepstake, or there's, you know, there's activity involving the plinth at work. Can you expand a little bit on your work life, what it is you do?
Okay, I work for the Office of Government Commerce, which is part of the Treasury. And we lead on government procurement policy, so how projects, programmes are run in the purchasing, and also look after and manage the government estate. It's quite a small organisation, and funnily enough, I was working in our London office at the Treasury this morning, and it's funny how, because I haven't really told many people about me going up on the plinth. It's something I wanted to keep kind of on the lowdown, but all of a sudden I've had five or six people all rushing over to me. Oh, I've heard you're doing the plinth, and it's kind of built my confidence and made me kind of think, well, maybe I should have more people to begin with. Diversity is obviously a big thing at the moment, and there's lots of projects and programs and things going on at work about celebrating diversity, and we've got a diversity newsletter, and also OGC people, because in twine with that, obviously you can't have a diverse organisation without the people, and it's all about, you know, things that members of staff are getting up to, and they've said about this OGC at the plinth thing this morning. Now, it's at the moment I think it's just an idea, but there's a couple of us, me and my colleague Andy Bevan, who will be here in August, just to throw some ideas around and then put it in a newsletter and send it around to let everyone know that, you know, there is a opportunity to celebrate diversity and individuals, which is what this project's all about. So it's exciting times.
And how was it you got involved with OGC, with the organisation?
Oh, completely kind of by accident. I I mean, really, you got to start at the beginning. I used to live in Milton Keynes, doing my DJing and music production and stuff, and things didn't work out too well down there, and I ended up moving back to Norwich, and as a stopgap, went to a temp agency. And yeah, they had this position on the OGC service desk, which is kind of a call centre for inquiries into the organisation, answering questions in all areas of OGC's business. And yeah, I was on there for about years. Got to know as much as I could about the specialist areas that OGC works in, and then recently have been taken into a policy and capability area, which looks after things like the implementation of the procurement directives from Europe, turning them into the rules that the government and public sector have to abide by in the UK. And that's kind of where I've started to specialise, which, you know, if you'd have told me 5 years ago that I'd be dealing with something that sounds so boring but is so intricate, then I probably wouldn't have believed you. I'd probably thought I'd still be in Ibiza somewhere, dancing around, tunes blaring, etc. I'd like to get back into that, actually, but...
Can you expand a little bit on that?
Okay.
And the importance and significance of music then in your life?
Oh, it's everything to me. I think in music, I don't see in music, but it's a bit corny, but it's, you know, you get ideas and inspiration from everywhere, and I find it difficult to put it down on paper, I find it difficult to put it down in pictures. But music to me is so easy, for want of a better expression. I started playing around with music production when I was about 15, 16. Somebody gave me a copy of FL Studio Fruit Loops, and just making loops and little things, bits and bobs. And then when I went to university, I went to Luton University, and I didn't get on very well there. I did media performance management, and the course wasn't amazing. But while I was there, I met this guy that was DJing on the circuit, kind of inspired me to take it up a little bit more seriously. And so my studies kind of suffered because of the DJing, late nights, out and about, lugging record boxes around, enjoying myself, shall I say. And after a little while, university finished, I didn't pay my last term's rent, so they said I had to pay all the next term's rent all up in front, and I couldn't do that, so I ended up moving home. Got a bit depressed up there because it was back with parents, so I ended up moving back down to Milton Keynes, where my friend lived, and moved in with him. We set up a double act. Did okay for ourselves, to be honest. We were residents for originally in Milton Keynes, moved up to Northampton a couple of years ago, called Cyber Kitten, which is quite, you know, it's quite well known on the hard dance circuit because it was a quality night. It was really good. The double act came to an end. We had a bit of a falling out, unfortunately. I went solo, stayed with Cyber Kitten, the other guy left, and then circumstances moved back to Norwich. Travel up to Northampton every now and again to play when the nights are on, but kind of slipped away from it when our promoter got ill, and I think that I'd like to start getting back into it now. Because it's all I think about. I sit there at work and I'm tapping away on the desk, or I've got melodies in my head, or I hear songs and I think of harmonies and the way, you know, if I was to write that song, what would I do different? What would I do? What would I change? What do I like about it? What can I take from that? And that's the way I think about most things. I want to say a sponge, but it's kind of the wrong word. I like to absorb ideas and things, and really it's just a way for me to be able to express myself in a way that other people can enjoy, and that to me is quite important.
Okay, thank you very much. Go back to the plinth a little bit. Can you explain or kind of describe what kind of impact you would like, if not your hour, then the project as a whole to have?
I think it will allow people to see how we're different, how we're the same, how, you know, and I'm a big believer in harmony in the world. I think I like to see the best in everyone, etc. And this kind of gives people the opportunity to show the world them. You know, it may be with their interests, it may be their aspirations, it may be. But we've all got interests and aspirations. We've all got things that are similar and we've all got things that are different. And I think that comes down to this nature of diversity. And I think by doing something like this, you understand that we do live in a diverse place. And it can but help the you know, this in everyone can just get along, you know, it just everyone just understands that. And it brings out the best in people, I think. I haven't seen any trouble outside, I haven't seen any hecklers, you know, people up there have all got cheers and rounds of applause. It's lovely. It just brings out the best in people. And I think that if you can make a couple of these people out here smile, something to look at, something interesting, they can take that away. Everyone will take away something different. Everyone will, you know, some people might think, oh, this is rubbish, what's that's a waste of money. Other people will be like, oh, that's amazing, I'm going to go home and log on and see if I can apply myself. Some people will just be like, superb. And yeah, I think that's what this kind of project, that's what people can take away from this. It's just that element of seeing the world on a plinth.
Thank you. How would you describe yourself as a person?
Depends. I mentioned my DJing and my music. When I'm behind the decks, I like to shout and scream, and I'm very artistic and jumping aroundy, etc. When I'm at home, I'm quite quiet. It's that balance of, I'm very fickle. I can never settle on an idea. I can never say, you know, it was like Open University, I started my OU. To make up for the fact that I dropped out of university when I was younger. However, what do I want to study? Let's look at the options, and it's so easy to swap and change, and it's part time. You're not there focusing on study, so you find other things to do. I've recently taken up learning magic, card tricks, and things like that. I've got the music thing. I love reading about, you know, engineering and looking at that kind of thing. I've work, which is become more and more prominent, and I want to focus more attention there. But then there's, what do I want to do at work? Because it's civil service, it's OGC. There's so many different strands that you can go down, and really I've found balance in my job now, I think, because it's become a constant, which has allowed me to try and sort bits out. But I'm very enthusiastic as well, and I want to learn. I think that I've had a lot of loss in my family of late. All my family were quite young, in that my great nan died when she was 84, and that was a couple of years ago. So my nan died at about 64-ish, and you know, I've got family members that are ill, and my girlfriend's just lost her mum. And I think to me it's made life seem very short. All of a sudden, it used to be, you know, I'm invincible, I can do whatever I want, whatever I turn my hand to. Now there's a sense of panic about everything. You know, oh, I've got to do this because, well, I haven't got forever to sort things out. And that's why I jumped at this opportunity. You know, someone like this comes along, you can't say no. It's, you know, it doesn't matter if you're up there and you're on a unicycle juggling pigs with hats on, or if you're just up there reading a book or whatever. It's a case of giving something back to the world and being part of something bigger than you. I'm not religious, so I don't buy into any kind of afterlife or anything like that. So for me, this is it, and I'm going to enjoy it now. And that's kind of me in a nutshell, I think.
I mean, maybe you've explained before, but what would you say what things are most important to you at the moment?
It changes every week. Right now, supporting my girlfriend because of her loss, and also trying to deal with my own issues when it comes to losing people. I think that I've come to respect and understand life. It sounds a bit corny, but it is fragile. And I think, you know, that's the most important thing to me at the moment, is to really make the most of it. I don't see the point in putting stuff off. It's, It needs to be done. Do it now. Do it now. That's it, you know. So that's me shouting at the microphone, by the way. So if anyone that listens to this in future can be inspired.
Thank you. And like, what hopes, fears, expectations do you have, kind of generally, and then maybe with regard to the play?
Generally, I hope to make a difference, whether that's with the people I know or through my actions, i.e. my music, or wanting to volunteer overseas for some organisations or whatever. You know, I'm ambitious. I want to do well. I'm not arrogant. I don't sit there and think I'm necessarily going to. It's a lot of hard work that needs to be done. So I expect to be working hard, and I expect to be making time for things that I enjoy, and I hope that it's not all for nothing.
Who would you say finally you're doing this for?
Doing it for me. It's an experience that, as I said on the website, somebody offers you a place, you know, standing on a plinth in London. And it's just experience. It's to experience what I hope to be quite a calm place. It's right in the middle of central London. It's in the middle of a square about. You know, there's people everywhere, but I can imagine it being quite a serene place. And I'm probably going to have my iPod on. You know, I can chill out. I can listen to Crystal Castles or Shy Child or something. I don't know. A bit of the old new rave malarkey. And yeah, just kind of. I don't know. I forgot the question, but I just end up ranting about stuff.
Who
anyway.
Are you doing it for?
Who am I doing it for? Yeah, me. It's me. It's yeah. Yeah, and I hope to take something away, really, from it.
Great. Thank you very much.
No problem.